6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we live. Welcome to the Dear Son Show, where we have real-life conversations to help young boys and men know now what we wish we knew then. I'm one of your hosts, Jay Black.
D. Jones, your other host.
What's up, baby? What's
man,
up?
Man, I'm just going to smile.
Yeah.
I'm just going to smile, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I'm glad this happened.
Yes.
Because so this is take two. And just there's a thought out there. Let's be honest on this podcast. My mind was all over the place and I was fronting my way through it.
Yeah, man.
And we went through the whole, how you doing? Good. Everything. It's not.
Well, come on.
It's not. Yeah. So,
let's get through it.
Mine was a little jumbled.
Yeah.
Processing some real life things.
Yeah.
And, was trying to speed through it, but everything is recording there. Let's do check. Like we normally do. We didn't even do that.
We didn't.
I did not do that. So
checks and balances.
But yeah, I'm processing some stuff.
Yeah.
This morning. So,
okay.
How you feeling?
I'm here. I'm present.
Yeah.
And to that point, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That part.
So that's the importance of the relationship. You know, life built on relationship, which coincidentally is built around the conversation we're going to have on this episode. To catch you guys up, like, share, and subscribe at the top of the show. It's very important. Been doing well with it. The topic we're going to be covering today on the episode is Dear Son, Let's Talk.
Dear Son, Let's Talk.
Dear Son, Let's Talk. It's prefaced with Dear Son, but Dear Friend, Dear Son, Dear Brother, Dear Family Member.
Dear Daughter.
Dear Daughter, please.
Dear Wife.
Dear Wife, Let's Talk. So your initial Let's Talk, Dear Son, Let's Talk, how does that hit you right now?
Being mindful of what's routine and what when that routine is interfering with actually getting to the root of the matter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just like, again, perfect example. How are you? You good? Yeah, I'm good. Good. Repetitious responses can be hiding stuff.
Yes.
So I know with, and we, of course, we focus on Dear Son here, but just with my children in general, making sure I'm asking the questions that that actually get to a real answer, not right. just the one word response. So find myself having to go a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
About you.
Same. Being mindful of, like you said, trying to get the specifics out.
Yeah.
Not checking in passing and just accepting the passive answer. To share with the audience, there's a tragedy that took place this week where the wide receiver / college student, because this young man still was enrolled in college, had a tragic turn of events with his life this week. And his dad released a statement that was saying or trying to stress the importance of doing real life check-ins with your children, figuring out what they have going on. If you have a feeling or an inclination in your spirit that something's off with my kid right now, actually check in and don't just If everything good, Dad, I'm all right.
Yep.
Don't just accept it. You know, dig deeper and go deeper with that.
And his name is?
Lacy.
Lacy.
The young man's name is Lacy. Number two, LSU. He was projected to be a first round draft pick. Had a turn of events. He had a car wreck in the latter part last month or so of 2024. So the trial and the grand jury trial was coming up next month, I believe, from the time of this taping. And so it's speculated that the pressures of that situation had something to do with it. I don't personally know the young man, and I'm not authorized to speak on him or his family's behalf. But, you know, it's always tragic to hear a parent to lose a child. But I like to use situations like this as teaching or teachable moments for myself, my friends and surroundings, my children. You and I both have sons that are graduating high school in less than 30 days or right at 30 days. So
definitely not 30 days of school left.
No,
yeah,
absolutely not.
We're close to calendar days now.
Yes. So the calendar 30 day countdown, what is the highlight that you'd like to focus on as far as Dear Son, Let's Talk?
Yeah.
Knowing that we're coming up on this milestone.
For me, it's not necessarily new topics or subjects, but just approaching them differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I read or saw a post. This is not my original thought, but it was information that stuck with me from a parent in terms of engaging with their children. Ask them specific questions.
Right.
You know, how you doing? How was school? And that was routine for me, even with my younger kids. And sometimes I could see that something wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And admittedly, I would kind of wait to see what they did with it instead of prying, because part of me is like, well, let me let that sit for a minute. I don't want to pry. You fresh out of school and it was a bad one. But sometimes that's not the right, if at all, if any times that's the right answer, that's not the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
But what the person was saying was ask them a specific question. What good thing happened today? What thing are you struggling with?
Right.
Like with my son, it's a lot of pressure to figure it out, man. It's on you. And we have conversations about it. It's not like he can't ask me anything, but having more conversations about what's going on with this specific thing.
Right.
Is there a specific thing that you're struggling with? Being more open or continuing to be open about what I'm struggling with to make sure that he understands that I'm not grading him on his struggles.
That's right.
I want him to understand that, you know, he has a place to kind of work through those things. So it's more of, let's get to what the issue is. And, you know, it could be something we got to be mindful. It could be something small to us or something that from our perspective at this stage, we know they're going to get through it, but we can't be so dismissive of that thing that they're going through.
Right.
So like if it's, you know, prom is coming up and he's tripping about that. Yeah, I heard my prom story. So his affair a lot better. His affair a lot better than mine. Yeah. But like those things can distract.
Yes.
And they could throw something else off. So just not setting them up for the okie doke answer, just to check the box, and then making sure that I'm getting to tell me about a real issue. Everybody has issues.
Right.
So you can't skate through that.
Right.
Or if you don't have issues, school me on how to not have issues.
Please.
Because I'm tripping.
Please. I want to highlight that last portion that you spoke on where the importance of framing when you're getting in the mindset of today with them. You know, sure, we have a lot of more pressing, in our opinion, things going on as a parent, life, work, whatever you got going on. But to not make them feel like their problems are minuscule or irrelevant or not important, checking in to, hey, they haven't lived beyond. They're the oldest they've ever been in their lives right now.
Every day.
So now, because of that, the thing that's pressing for them is all they know.
Yeah.
They don't know the depth of the seriousness that's to come.
Yeah.
They've heard stories about it, but it's just a fable until they live it.
Mm.
So because this is the reality, hey, I lost my favorite pencil. I'm a creature of habit. Now this wrecks me out because now this affects my next step and my next focus. And now I have an attitude. Now I'm in a bad mood and I pop off at my teacher. And so now my teacher don't understand why I'm popping off, because she don't know I'm in a bad mood because I lost my favorite pencil. I dare not come into that situation. Just, you kidding me? All of this behind a pencil?
Yeah.
I can't lead with that. I have to say, it's deeper than this. You're not just this mad about this pencil. Or even if you are, let's figure this thing out and see why. And then through that genuine conversation, we can really get to see maybe there's something else we can really fix about this thing.
Yeah.
But at least they'll appreciate you not brushing it off like a pencil.
And one thing you just said in that example triggered something for me about routine.
Yes.
Because I've told the story, son ended up walking to school again because his morning routine is off.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he actually needs help with that. And I've been putting it on him, which I believe is fair to a degree, but I haven't had the conversation about, son, how do we keep getting to this place every morning?
Man.
Have you thought about setting your clock an hour earlier?
Right.
To get up and be, because that's the other thing. I'm like, you get up with enough time to barely do anything and walk out the door.
Right.
For me, that's super frustration.
Yes.
But we're not the same person. So I just sitting here as the revelations normally occur.
Yes.
Just thinking about like routine, like am I setting them up to be a chronic procrastinator? Because that's something I deal with.
Mm.
And for me, it hasn't always been a bad thing because it's always work.
Yes.
Like it hasn't like not, well, I shouldn't say in terms of work and school, it hasn't failed me.
Right.
In terms
right,
of planning for life, you know what I'm saying? Doing the right things with money and investing in things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's burned me. But I probably got too many wins that I'm holding on to where I skated through.
Yeah.
And it still worked out. But thank you for that, man.
Yeah, man. A lot of times we'll come out on the other side.
Yeah.
And coming out on the other side, the comforts of that victory can sometimes get so comfortable that we forgot.
Yeah.
You know, you was one tooth grit from not pulling through that thing.
A breath.
But then I talked to the man behind me,
yeah,
my son, about how you're not dealing with this. Come on, dog, don't forget yourself.
Yeah.
You squeezed through this thing. So that happened to me a lot. A big thing that I'm proud of right now is my son bringing more conversations to me that typically just got shot straight to mom. Jokes, lighthearted convos, in-depth convos. And to stay on topic about Dear Son, Let's Talk, even if you've had a serious in-depth conversation, there's nothing wrong with another little light check-in. It could be humorous to where, hey, I'm joking when I said this, but I'm serious. I've told you before about the scenario I had with my son come home from school one day. He home 5 minutes and he tell me and his mom, hey, going to hang out with my friends. Hey, 30 days of school left. I sure wouldn't come up with a pregnancy right now. And he kind of looked at me like, serious right now? It's not a joking matter or a laughing matter, but that was my lighthearted approach to a reminder of, we talked about this, buddy. Stay locked in, stay focused.
Yeah.
So I say that to say, with this 30-day countdown we on with this graduation with these young men, there are more issues that could possibly be more pressing now than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of this, this may be one finish line, but the starting line of another. So they're equally the same line, right? So right now, even for other parents because there are juniors, parents of juniors that are better at planning than I am, that are planning now for the moment that I'm living right now that I took this year to get ready for.
Yeah.
What is a good or an effective approach for you? Because this your third rodeo. Like this your third graduate coming through the ranks. First son, though.
First son.
See, let's start there.
Is
there a difference in my daughter's graduating now? Absolutely. Here comes my son?
Absolutely.
What you got?
Absolutely. So my daughter is my oldest daughter out the gate. She always has a good attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I say always as a blanket statement, but in general, her general personality, her general demeanor is, it's fine. It's going to work out.
I agree.
And sometimes that annoys me because at some points I interpret it as, no, you need to be more. What I'm really thinking is you need to be as serious about this as I am right now. And it needs to look like I look.
Right.
But that's not how she deals with stuff. So with her, you know, she graduated and went to community college because she was still figuring things out and found out that it wasn't for her, at least right now.
Right.
So she was kind of just enrolled in doing things. Mm-hmm. And then she found her passion in doing hair.
Yep.
So, you know, she found a way to make money doing that, find some fulfillment and understand business. That's kind of defining what she really wants to do long term.
Absolutely.
Also had a child last year. Mm-hmm. Grandbaby is, what's the day? She's 8 months.
8 months today. Come on.
No, not specifically today, but today, last week she turned 8 months.
Yeah.
So life is changing for her and all of us because we had three generations in the house and there's still no motive to get her out of the house.
Right.
The motive with all of them is to figure out life and prepare you for life.
Yes.
If that's tomorrow, if that's 3 years from now, 5 years from now, we start getting 10 years out. We, you know, we got
so the conversation changes.
Cause me and your mama got, you know, we got some things we trying to do. But with her, it was that what I thought was going to be a difficulty is if she chose that path, mm-hmm. I had a lot of pressure on her in terms of how she was disciplined because everybody's looking up to her. So if she got away with it, that's already setting the tone of I got four more that's going to take that and one step further. By the time we get to number five, that one step is a half a mile.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to get people out of the pen.
Right.
It's not going there.
No.
But so we had that. And then Imani, I say it often, Imani oftentimes is the most mature person in the house, including me.
Yeah.
on a given day,
yeah.
She's probably the most mature person in the house. And she's like, this is what my class looked like for this year, next year. This is the path that I'm on. I got to do this. I had to move this class around. Sign here. That's basically what I'm just like.
Locked in.
Sign. Okay. Sign here. Got it. And same with college. You know, she went off to A&T, North Carolina A&T, which is a great school. It wasn't a fit for her. Mm-hmm. Though she didn't like it, she still had a 4.0.
Absolutely.
She said, hey, I feel like because everybody's pitching in for this. I'm wasting everybody's money being here for the experience, her experience.
Right, right.
And she's not about anything right now other than I'm trying to be a doctor.
Correct.
So maybe if it was me, okay, I'd probably still be on the living loose, probably be on academic probation, but I'd be kicking it.
Correct.
And, you know, then she transferred to a local school and still living on campus. So she's got it. So my son is seeing, okay, one went to college, one for them. The other one is in college. And because they are close to their year behind each other in school.
Yeah.
Because of where Imani's birthday fell, they're only 1 year behind him. She's like almost 2 years older than him. Mm-hmm. But he was able to see it closer, like measuring himself to that.
Correct.
Like, ooh, I haven't been on my game. And it wasn't for lack of direction. Mm-hmm. It clicked when it clicked.
Yeah.
So then he's like, I'm not ready for 4 years. I need to do this. And like I said, another episode that ended up being my path.
Yes.
I had the grades for 4 year and he would get into 4 years, but mentally he knows the maturity level is not there to be off doing that.
Right.
And so, you know, he'll go to community college route. But that last piece is what I wanted to highlight for other parents is be mindful of your children. And you mentioned it in the last episode before of your children starting to compare themselves to their peers, because this is like the first major intersection of life where things start to look different.
Yes.
Until now, we're all going to the same school. You might get these grades, I might get those grades, but now we're starting to talk about life.
Yes.
Decisions. So, you know, kids getting into school when your kids may not, or kids getting a scholarship when your children may not, or kids seemingly having it all figured out when your child does not, start to have them conversations with your children to make sure that they know their path is their path. And it's fine to have peers in terms of understanding what options are possible, but you got to measure yourself to the path that's for you.
And what you want.
What you want.
Because at the end of the day, this your life.
Yeah.
I don't even want to say that. A lot of my friends that I had still are my friends, but there's no guarantee of that.
Yeah.
You know, so now you're basing a lifelong decision on something somebody has going on that you're passionate about right now today that you're not going to, you know, give two flying kites about their opinion a year from now. So another important conversation as parents is we want so much to say, hey, these are the things that are successful in life. You should focus on these three things, these three areas, these three fields. Again, we've had this conversation before, but I think it's important, especially at this phase, with what they have going on is don't be careful of handing down antiquated, stale, dried out information. Because again, by the time we were coming out of high school, the conversation was, you want to go to high school, you want to go to college, get yourself a degree, go get yourself a job with a corporation, work there 40 years, get yourself a pension, retirement, retire, go away. In the middle of our college years, that trend turned drastically. Loyalty became an issue. Corporations were no longer, at an all-time high, rather, no longer loyal to the employees. Yeah. They were finding ways to say, hey, if you were eligible to retire at 40 years, they were laying you off at 39 and a half years so that you were now not eligible for that pension that you were taught to seek and see it through to go get. Now we're doing things like, hey, you, son, fresh out of school, you need to go straight into this. If you're going into college, it needs to be medical. You need to be an attorney. You need to be an engineer. What about your capacity and your passion?
Yeah.
I've had the conversation before about something that you could be lucrative at, you know, that could be very lucrative for you, isn't necessarily what you are going to be doing the rest of your life. However, it's important to get into something that you are good at, that you can sustain and provide so that it'll afford you the ability or the side hustle, if you will, to kind of get into what you really enjoy and then make that thing replace the initial thing. So now I'm talking to young men, not just my son, I'm talking to young men that are coming out of high school, going into college. And more often than not here lately, they've been saying they want to be engineers. That's great. Which one? Blank stare. That says a lot to me. If I ask you, if you tell me you want to be an engineer and then I ask you more about it, and you can't even distinguish between mechanical, civil, you don't know. You don't know that there are divisions of being an engineer and levels. You're saying something that you feel like, ooh, I got the adults off my back. This isn't a beauty pageant to where now I got to give the right answer.
Yeah.
And be careful as a parent, as a mentor, as an aunt and uncle, of having just blanket conversations with these young people about their lives. You don't want it to be a pressure conversation, like I'm pressing you towards something. It's more of a, let me help you think conversation would be a more effective approach, right? So now it's a better question, in my opinion, and this is just a suggestion. What industries are you hearing are doing well for your generation coming out of school? Because if you go with, what do you want to be what are you going to school for? They go right into their rehearsed routine. Yeah. What industries have you heard from your friends maybe that graduated last year and they're in college? Are they talking about, professors are talking to them about what's doing well, things that are being replaced now by AI? Because now a lot of kids that were leaving and going into college becoming marketing majors, now that's not as prevalent as it was because of modern technology.
Yeah.
So if you're having these in-depth conversations, you're not discouraging any thoughts or aspirations, but maybe you're having thought-provoking conversation to where they could say, man, I sure was going to say marketing, but now I need to dig deeper about that. I did hear my friend that graduated last year said something about, man, they were looking for people that could actually write the narrative to dump the prompts into AI.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. That's a course now. That's a degree plan.
Yeah.
That they're paying six figures and above if you've mastered the ability to
guide
the machine.
Yeah.
That wasn't a thing in our day. It was discouraged and considered cheating once it first came out. Now it's being embraced actively by colleges of business departments and other departments. How do you feel about the blanket passive conversations that we've been having with this generation about education and paths?
It brought me back to an experience I had when I got my first real job.
Mm-hmm.
$42,000 a year. Who gonna say what?
Come on, son.
Who gonna say what? And what was that, 2004? You couldn't tell me nothing.
Big money.
I was making 26. I jumped to 42.
Double.
Lifestyle triple. A whole nother conversation. But it was the first job in procurement, which put me on a track that ultimately led to me making it in corporate.
Yeah.
And I credit this first manager for a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I got there, it was some guys, actually some brothers, two specifically. One was a retired military guy from, I want to say he was from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Come on, Louisiana. Y'all heard.
And then another guy is a Caribbean guy. He's just been working there for a while. So I would go to them and they would help me with my work.
Mm-hmm.
And in procurement, you're basically writing contracts. Yeah. So this was government supported. So I was spending taxpayers' dollars. So there's a process to you getting the authority to sign a contract.
Right.
So at first you put your package together and somebody else has to review it and sign off on it.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on the levels, different people had to sign off. I had a package that had to go to my manager and I went in there proud.
Yeah.
Set it down, gave it to her. And she came back and she called me in the office. And I'm like, I know it's right. It's like the other ones that I've done. She called me in there and asked me, why was it right?
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I couldn't answer.
Mm.
My answer was because it looked like all the other things that people had showed me, I was duplicating. This tab looks like this, tab looks like this. Make sure you got these documents in there. But I couldn't explain the actual process. I couldn't stand on my own.
Yes.
And I left her office and I never wanted to feel like that again.
Yes.
Older black lady. And the beauty about it was she started at the position I was at and worked her way up to being a manager in a male dominated. And it was just at the New Peninsula Shipbuilding.
Yeah.
Building the subs and the aircraft carriers for the Navy. So it was a very male dominated. So she understood and she was black.
Yes.
And she understood the value. She saw where I was potentially going and she was preparing me for it. But to that point, I had never had somebody challenge me about why the right thing was the right thing.
Right.
So that was that. That's part of what I took when I went into corporate is. Explain why this is right. Well, so-and-so told me. Out my face immediately.
And yeah. I mean, right now,
you need to be able to point to black and white. I'd rather you misinterpret what's in black and white. And we can have a conversation about that. I'm not having a conversation about what Jim told you.
No.
That's on you and Jim.
Right.
And that don't stand up in court because that's where these things literally go if something goes awry.
Mm-hmm.
So even with my children is the thought about the having that right answer. We got to stop looking for our children to have the right answer. And start again. I mean, it's going back to the prior conversation, but you may not naturally think that if your child is saying the right thing, that that's something to actually challenge.
Right.
But like,
add on.
Yeah, but like you said, so what industries are doing well? It's like, oh, now I got to apply. Now I got to see where this thing is taking me. I'm saying I'm going with it. I don't know where there is, and I don't know where it's going, what direction it's headed in. So I like how you said that, but that's definitely, I'm not a right answer kind of person.
Right.
And I think that's a personality trait because especially people pleasers. And that's another trigger for that concerns me about my children. And I've made the reference to my youngest daughter is wanting to see everybody around them
happy
and pleased. Yeah. So Now, that's definitely a thread to pull on. Why is this right for you?
Yes.
Not necessarily challenging that this is a bad decision, but, oh, I never knew you were interested. What do you think it'll take you?
And sell me on it. Like, I'm looking for you to sell me on it.
Yeah.
Without blatantly saying that.
Yeah.
Or maybe I do need to blatantly say it, depending on how strongly you double down on it.
Yeah.
Because if I poke at it and you double down on it as though, how dare you ask me that? Well, now the conversation does get a bit more stern.
Yeah.
Because now we can have a more aggressive conversation because you seem a bit more convicted. Let's do it. When a person, the level of conviction will dictate the pressure of a conversation.
Sure.
Because if you standing on two, let's get it. Let's talk. Let's dig.
Let's, well, I know you drive.
No. What you got?
Just had a thought about you using our children as, you know, we talk about giving them the information. What I knew now, I wish I knew then, so they can have it in there now.
Mm-hmm.
But the danger of trying to relive and correct our errors on their dime.
Boy.
On their dime.
Boy. Listen, that's a priceless gem.
Yeah.
Because too frequent, me included, I've seen me do it in some areas. Ooh, if you would just, son, this right here at your grasp, if you would just do this, I'm telling you, it's going to work out for you. You haven't taken into account, does he have the personality for that? Does he have the passion, the compassion,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The desire, the need even? Like, sure, I'm that's available to me. I'm going to squander it away, though.
Yeah.
Because the minute you're not looking, I'm not going to, I don't care. I don't care about that. I don't want to know it. I don't want to thrive in it. I don't want to do it. And it could even be a personal trait. Like, man, son, if you would just, you know what you should do? Something I wish I would have done when I was your age.
Yeah.
I should have been vegan for 3 years. Man, watch out. Sure.
Pass me the burger.
So I'm glad you said that, because that sometimes comes across and we don't even recognize that's personal regret. That's personal regret that now I'm dumping this on my child. Imagine your child loves and respects you to a level that now they are taking on your baggage. I'm going to solve and conquer this thing for mom, for dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Should that be happening? Ooh. And should you feel okay with actively knowing that your children are picking up your baggage?
Man, depending on how early it starts in their life, graduation is too late to have that conversation, because it's already ingrained and embedded in, like, they're already living their life for you, because it's been such the loud voice in their head. And again, you might have had the right intentions. Like,
yes.
It's a, oops, I missed this. The message is take advantage of opportunities, not necessarily go back and do the thing that I didn't do. The other piece of that is be mindful of how your support, or what your support looks like when they choose different.
Because now it waters down, because it's not what you passionate about.
Yeah.
It's not what you wanted them to do.
Engineer, and you want to make sailboats. Well, that's kind of engineer, bad reference, but, you know, just something very drastically different.
You want a chain of barbershops and beauty salons. You want to open up a barber college.
That part.
And now here comes the scoff, scoff, scoff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, go figure that out, son.
Yeah.
You were calling friends and buddies and resources and research and Googling and talking to the guidance counselor at the high school. And you were going to the university personally, trying to build a relationship with that department. How about now we use that same energy to go talk to present standing barber colleges? Hey, man, my son really trying to get into this industry, and not to challenge you guys, but he's trying to replicate this. Maybe not even in this market.
Yep.
He's moving to Louisiana.
Are you willing to talk to him?
Are you willing to have this same conversation? Will you sit down with my son, and maybe even I bring him through this school so that he can get registered and licensed here and learn the ability? But now that you know he's coming in with this, this is one of his aspirations. This is his desire.
Yeah.
You can kind of be having side conversations with him, because that same energy I was using trying to build that engineering relationship, I'm going to use that energy to build a relationship here.
Yeah.
And it could turn out for the best for where his true passion and desires. Boy, you dropped something right there.
Yeah. They running through my head, because another piece of it is be mindful of trying to make your kids your reputation. Like you, your friends have successful kids. Your friends have kids that wants to be lawyers and doctors. How you gonna be in a conversation with your friends about your child when it doesn't look like what their child is doing?
Or name dropping the school.
Name dropping the school.
You got a full ride right here at this school.
Yeah.
Reputable school, top-notch school, good curriculum, et cetera.
But if only.
But if, if I tell them you went here though.
Yeah.
And they gave you $17. This school just gave you $62,000. Full ride. 4 years. They say if something fall above that, they're going to cover that too. The unforeseen costs present. We're going to pay that as well. That's how bad we want him over here. Versus, I got $17 for him over here. But you get to tell him this way he is.
Yeah.
He's going here.
Yep. That's been a big challenge in my life, man, because I forgot what conversation it was, but I was talking about being embarrassed that I couldn't do birthdays for my children like I once could.
Yeah.
And the reality is, part of that was the embarrassment wasn't necessarily for my children. It was me in my head about conversations with my circle.
Yeah.
That's all y'all did was go to, none of them would say that.
Right, no.
None of them would say that. But when you start making decisions about your children's future based on how it makes you look, some of it is warranted. You know, if they left field and you clearly see that there's a challenge, there's a gap between their understanding and reality, you got to address that. But if it just doesn't look like what you thought it would look like, and now you look at them different, and that changes the nature of relationships. And then, like us, both of us got two other kids in tow. Based on where they are right now, I got, you know, two out, but I still got two in tow that are actually watching probably and understanding more than you know or would assume about what's happening with your oldest.
Yes. Because you
actually, that's an understatement for the brain. I already know. You probably got applications on save.
He's turning people down already, man.
Oh, Dad, what's your social? I need your social security number.
My 9-year-old, man, he verifying credentials right now, man, on schools.
For sure.
But the travesty, man, of I'm planning my kid's life for my presentation. He's miserable. He's unhappy. He's unfulfilled. He's sad. But I get to beat my chest in front of the world. Like, let me see my son. He's a neurosurgeon. The worst in the business, because he hates it. He won banana peel slip out the door because he hates it. He did the work to get through the curriculum.
Yeah.
He did his residency. He did the whole nine. But he absolutely hates it. And he's looking for the first opportunity to get away from it. But you got to tell everybody, look at my son, the neurosurgeon.
Plot twist. Or he's the greatest at it. But he can't walk away from it, because what will it do to you?
It's going to strike Dad. This will knock Dad off if I walk away from this thing. You've made your child a prisoner.
Whole life.
But you know how many parents that'll say, worthy sacrifice? Yours or his, though? Whose sacrifice is it?
Yeah.
Whose sacrifice is it to make?
Yeah.
Ask yourself that.
Yeah.
Are you 0 to 18? You on my dime.
Right.
18.1, you're an adult. Certainly 21.1, you're an adult. Is it still my sacrifice to make because you're my child? You're my child to the day we leave this planet.
For sure.
Never forget that. When do I lessen myself to the greater of my child?
Yeah.
Does it start at 18 or 21? Or should I have the wisdom, the foresight to be on that track the whole time? to where I'm parenting in a way that I'm setting you up for your own decisions about such things.
Yeah. I was going to say it don't start at 18. It starts at 8.
Correct.
It starts at 8 because, I mean, either way, it's too drastic of a decision or too drastic of a turn at 18, 20, however long. The longer it's not that, the more drastic it is when it becomes that. So I don't know how people feel about children being in their homes. We had the episode about adult children living at home. Like I think my greatest flex would be them being prepared for the life that they desire.
Yes. Yes.
Other than that, we recycling experiences, the knowledge transfer. Was something happened there, or I didn't have the right knowledge to transfer. It's something. Something went awry if we replaying the same story chapter after chapter. And that's not what I desire for my children at all, man.
No, I'm telling you, the biggest fumble in life is to have you have 1 and 2 and 3 and 5 year vacation plans, but you parent day to day. There are people that in 2025 will start planning for their dream vacation in 2027, but can't tell you an idea that they have for their child the following fall for the kid. Hey, listen, you're going to this grade next year. You're going to this grade next year. These are some areas you struggled in this year. I'd like to take this summer to get you stronger in those areas. I want that to be a cakewalk for you in the next academic year. We got by that thing, son. What you want to do for the summer? No. What's the goal here? What are we trying to accomplish? And I'm not trying to be on my high horse. I'm talking to me too.
That mirror talk.
I'm talking to me. Like what? That star test. They still actively in this star testing in Texas and. You know, you did swimming last summer. So are you still at that level or are we trying to do something with this swimming? Do you love swimming like that to where now I need to get you trained and taught in competitive swimming to where now perhaps that's a route for you? Maybe you want to be an Olympian. Maybe you want that to be your college focus. Maybe you want that to be your scholarship in the school. I don't know what you want to do because I haven't taken the time to ask you because I've told myself you're 7 and 9.
Plenty of time for that.
Why are we going to have a 16-year-old conversation when we could have started this path at 7 and 9 years old? Not just sports, Dad. Don't start just, I'm going to put you in this basketball and football right now, son, because you behind academics. They give the same, if not more, money for your brain.
Yeah.
Because they want to make it look as though that intellect came from that institution. So they'll put that same, hey, man, we got $82,000 for him over here so that because we feel like when he get out, he going to do some things in life. And we want it to look like that education came from this institution, though it was there before he got here. And we know that. But the world's going to look like, where did he go to school at?
Yeah,
it's the same game. We just need to retrain our thought process. Go get it, but go get it everywhere. So that's the focus. So now, because dear son, let's talk. It's not too late.
Yeah.
There are people that at 40 years old think life has passed them by. But if you think about it, you feel like you've had a whole lifetime and you're 40 years old.
Yeah.
Imagine if you got 40 more, but you know now what you're wishing you knew at 18. You didn't know it at 18, but you know it at 40.
Yeah.
So if you apply that to your next 40, because think about half of this 40 didn't count. You were on your parents' time.
Yeah.
So truly, you only had 20 to 40. That's 20 years. So if you do 20 years from now, 40 to 60, you could be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Let's get it. What are we talking about?
Dear son, let's talk.
Yeah. Dear son, let's talk. Perspective. Dear son, do you know what perspective is? And if you do or do not, explain it to me anyway. What does perspective mean to you? That's a topic. We're going to talk about that. Dear son, what does perspective mean to you? If you had to address that, if you had to say I don't do hypotheticals.
Yeah.
But I think this would be a good exception to the rule.
Okay.
If I could really just insert something in my son and whatever that is, it really would stick right now. What stands out to you to be like, I'm going to poke my son with this and see if this will take out? Do you have anything like that?
See, discipline. Discipline.
Yeah.
Doing what needs to be done when nobody's watching.
Yeah.
And we don't want to. Doing what needs to be done because it needs to be done.
Yes. And that comes everything.
And he doesn't have a strong reference only looking at me because he doesn't see all of that. And I don't have enough conversations with him about that.
Yeah.
So that was an easy call.
Man.
And I don't even think that's hypothetical. That's a desire.
Real life.
Yeah.
Dear son, let's talk.
Let's talk.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised how much a conversation.
No, what would it be for you? You ain't gonna skate through. you try to put the wheels down, flaps up.
Yeah, me personally, if I had to stick one thing, finish what you start, and like you say, that's more real than hypothetical. That's a thing that I finally caught late in life, though. Mm. My dad to this day struggles with it. He has not mastered it. Admittingly, that's not me condemning my dad. That's a conversation I had with my dad 2 days ago that he admitted to me his biggest current regret in life is I don't ever to this day finish anything that I start. Me personally, I'm starting to finish things that I started 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my education. I paused my education in 2000. I'm in school on track to graduate from college in 2026. 26 years later.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to wrap that thing up.
Got it.
So, you know, we push it. Mm. We grind it. It's a good place to kind of sum up our thoughts and thought processes. Good episode, man. What's your takeaway with Dear Son, Let's Talk from this episode?
More meaningful. Getting to the root.
Yeah.
The accountability is not just having a conversation. The accountability is leaving the conversation with an understanding or an action or both.
Yeah.
And yes. And ensuring that, like you said, making finish lines of those actions.
Yeah.
So it's one thing to know, I found this out about my son or my child, my daughter, whatever. Okay, then what?
Then what? What am I gonna do with this information?
Yeah, celebrating that that's okay. How we gonna change this thing? How we gonna update or upgrade it? So
yeah,
that'd be it for me. How about you?
Same. I'm gonna say the word application, meaning go into the Dear Son, Let's Talk. Don't go in with a predetermined outcome.
Yeah.
Open mind, open heart, open ear, and then what you do pick up and receive. Apply it. Whatever the change is, change you. Don't listen to the conversation to change your child every time, every conversation. Listen to where you can change.
Yeah.
And then watch how they adjust to the new you. Because I can only control me. So maybe if I see something in you in this conversation that makes me think, I think I know, or I feel like I do this, and that's a reaction to me being this way.
Yeah.
Let me see what I can adjust and observe. I'm gonna change me and look at my kid. He's not doing that anymore. He's doing that differently now. I feel like it could have something to do with that. And take the guesswork out. Ask. You think you like that, son, because I do this? Or something about me makes you do that? No, sir. No, like for instance, you know what I mean? Be open to give examples and show your vulnerability to where they don't feel like, he don't feel attacked. We can have this conversation genuinely. Make it a welcoming conversation. And that's my wrap up for that. Yes.
Dope.
Yes. So
get this off right quick.
Please.
Of course, Love, Keisha J is inserted right now because the book that I had, actually the last guest left with it for his little girl. But LoveKeishaJ.com, Chocolate Princess, Volume 1. If you're watching, you're seeing an overlay now. If you're on, the audio is linked down below. So please support that. It's a children's book. Yes. I would say for young women of color, your young scholars, 5 to 15. And you can read it to anybody that's either not on reading level for those ages or you just want them to hear it outside of those ages. Also, much closer this week, I'm submitting the final changes to the physical copy. So I want to be clear, the ebook is not changing. The ebook is fine. But if you know anything about publishing, the ebook format was not for print format in this kind of application. So it's a physical book, Dear Son, 20 Life Prompts That Facilitate Effective Parenting. It is a guide through different phases of parenting and has some challenges in there for you to do some work. Sometimes the work is just you. Sometimes the work is you as you and your children. Mm-hmm. To facilitate the conversation that we're talking about. So I think it's pretty strong. Good feedback from the ebook. The physical book was requested, and it's on me that I took this long to get it. But by the time you're hearing this, if you're hearing this in April, if it's any time after April 2025, the book will be available. Yes. So check the link and buy Black, Wear the Blacks. Hey, so.
That's it. That's it. Focus. Be intentional. Be focused. Stay in the course. That's finishing what you start. I know you said it, you know, it's on me. It took a while to get out. It's out. It's out, though. Not going to just throw something out that you don't stand on.
Yeah.
It's out. It's here.
For sure.
Continue to love those that are around you. Continue to support those that you enjoy the works that they do, and they'll continue to be around. Got anything to close?
That's it.
God bless you. Peace.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.